lovers, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Let's Educommunicate. We are a group of students from José de Churriera Secondary School in Leganés. We study the third year of secondary school, and this is our second radio program in English. Today we are going to speak about the Mediterranean. We are going to tell you some things about our school. We want to speak about refugees, and finally we want to talk about our town, Leganés.
First day, you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat, fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours
Was the knight in shining armor in your movie? Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason I'm alone and masturbate. Hey, I've been trying to fix my pride, but that shit's broken. That shit's broken. Lie and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time
This is Judith, Ariana, Paola, and Goretti, and we are talking, and we are going to speak about the Mediterranean Sea.
Was the prototype like three stacks on that CD? An example of the perfect candidate now.
I am going to speak about the animal of the Mediterranean area. The animals in the Mediterranean forest are very diverse. There are a lot of animals, such as foxes, mountain goat, rato skillet, rabbit, and there are from very rich ecosystem. There are a lot of reptiles too. The animal in the Mediterranean area divided is bear, mammal, and amphibious. I am going to speak about my favorite beer, the Iberian Imperial England. It is the most emblematic raptor of the Mediterranean forest. Currently is dangerous extinction. Its population is less than 200 couples in the Iberian Peninsula. The Iberian Imperial England is threatened by the reduction of their habitat and the decrease of prey, especially because of rabbit and pointer. The immortality is also caused by electric lines. Finally, human make some more especially to endanger like the lynx.
I am going
culture. The Mediterranean culture is an ambiguous concept most commonly used in all kinds of contexts to designate the common culture or civilization traits throughout the Mediterranean. It includes the highest Arctic and literary production and most everyday customs. It can refer both to the classic culture, the ancient Roman and Greek people. However, other northern cultures refer to the Mediterranean countries in a pejorative way. They call us pigs when they refer to economical problems. PIG is the acronym for Portugal, Italy, Greece and Spain.
Was the prototype like three stacks on that CD? An example of the perfect candidate now. All your girlfriends say that you don't want to see me.
And now it's time for gastronomy. The Mediterranean gastronomy is comprised of a set of dishes from different countries bordering the Mediterranean Sea. They have in common the climate that the sea provides on crops. Typical Mediterranean products include olive oil, fish and seafood, fruits and vegetables, meat, spices, condiments and flour. There are some of the products they have in common. The proximity to the coast makes very usually the consumption of fish and seafood. Some of the most frequently used products in the Mediterranean are vegetables and rice, the protagonist of paella, and typical dishes in this region like risotto and other vegetables to make salads and beach sauce. There is a great variety of fruit, but thanks to the climate, citrus predominate.
At this point, I'm going to speak about two Mediterranean trees, pines and olive trees. There is a great variety of plant and vegetable in the Mediterranean area. There are lots of habitats too, with our plant influenced by the Mediterranean weather. It includes dry summer and rainy winters. The stone pine is also called the Italian stone pine, umbrella pine and parasol pine. It is a tree from the pine family. The tree is native to the Mediterranean region, occurring in southern Europe, Israel, Lebanon and Syria. Stone pine have been used and cultivated for the edible pine use since prehistoric time. They are loved widespread and horticultural cultivation and as ornamental trees planted in gardens or parks around the world. The olive tree is a small tree and long time ago is come from the coastal area of the eastern Mediterranean from Syria and on the Mediterranean of Asia Minor and northern Iran of the south end of the Caspian Sea. It has been found for a very long time. The ancient Greeks were farming it. They spread the tree to the western part of the Mediterranean. It is worldwide now because of light, which together with their old and highly beneficial for our health.
Was the prototype like three stacks on that CD?
an example of the perfect candidate now. All your girlfriends say that you don't want to see me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. I've been trying to fix my pride, but that shit's broken. That shit's broken. That I'm at an all-time that shit's broken. That shit's broken.
Araceli, Joel, and Max. We are going to talk about our school, José de Churguera. We will speak about the history of our school, the things we like and the things we don't like of our school, and the felicities.
Yeah. She's staying high almost all the time, another party almost every night. High heels and makeup, every week she's on another flight. Goes around, always comes around, that's her own life motto. Sunday, California.
What I like in my high school is that we are educated to be the people that we will be in the future. Also, we make friends and we normally keep those friends for our life. We learn new things too. For instance, this year I have learned a lot of things about emotions and about English vocabulary, which I find very useful when playing video games. What I like the most is that there is a cafe. In our free time, we can play football and in some lessons, we can go to the lab and the computer room. I love when we watch movies and we play instruments in the music lesson.
I'm going to talk about the rules of my high school. In my high school, it is forbidden to run in the hall, in the corridors, and in the classrooms. Also, you should listen to the teachers during the class and you must be on time. It's better before the class starts. The bad thing is that mobile phones are forbidden too. You cannot eat in the library or make noises. Furthermore, it is forbidden to copy while writing exams.
What I don't like about teacher is that they sometimes know who's for school, who's for no reason, or when we don't nothing. They also has us to do a lot of homework when there is an exam. Some classes are very boring because we always study the same. We don't like the waiting and the canteens. Gives us the wrong changes when we would sometimes to have. I also enjoy whose day were stolen some minutes from the react because they will ring before the same.
José de Chulguer Senior School is on the street Constitución de Cádiz, very close to the sculpture park. In the main entrance, there was a mimosa tree, and there are many other trees, like some palms. In the institute, there are two buildings, one gym, one patio, and three courts. There are two buildings, A and B. Building A, there are three classrooms of technology, three labs, one class of music, and a lot of regular room classrooms. There is nothing interesting in Building B. In the patio, there is a cafeteria, a library, a lemon tree, and an area where there are two turtles. There are three courts. One large for soccer and two small, one for basketball and one for volleyball.
José de Churriguera Secondary School of Leganés was created in the summer of 1976 and it began its activities in that course. It was the first secondary school in Leganés. It was placed in the building that today is Santiago Amon, Cultural Center of Street Hernán Cortés. In 1985, course, we moved to this building, where we hope to continue for a long time.
For 20 years, studies in teaching of the media bachillerato and university preparatory courses were given in our school. There is also a night regime for bachillerato. Since 1995, the teaching of the new educational system known as LOCSE was gradually introduced in our center. At that moment, José de Churriguera Secondary School started to have four courses corresponding to compulsory secondary education and the two of bachillerato in the modalities of science and technology, and humanities and social science in the diurnal regime. The nocturnal has bachillerato in the same modalities.
Never gonna work a 9-to-5. Broken heart but stays alive. Model picture from time to time, but either way she flows it. Walks around and she owns it. Bad chick and she knows it. Mean face when she poses. Always bathing under the city lights. Love drunk, can't get it right. Different club almost every night. Every morning another flight. With a broken heart, no use. Battle scars and tattoos. Fake smiles an excuse. Hiding what she's just afraid to lose. My love isn't on her menu, and it's always on her plate. A side dish she continues, just in case it's too late. She's sparking just enough pain. Maybe it'll fade away.
Ever since back in the month of May, she can't go home alone. So she's hiding on the phone, can't stand being on her own. Always needs someone to hold, can't get her off my mind. I call her all the time, she always hits decline. And I know she's getting high, Lord.
Cry. I'm safe, but I've lost everything I've known. Oh, I can't smile because.
Hello, this is Diego, Álvaro, and Andrés, and we are going to speak about refugees. Firstly, we will analyze the reason why people are forced to abandon their countries. We will talk about same of the main roots of refugees in Europe, and finally we will hear some information about the countries that resist refugees currently.
I'd give anything to see my family again.
I am going to talk about the reason why refugees abandon their countries. It is estimated that around 60 million people are displaced for the country at the moment. Firstly, a lot of families have to leave their house and their countries because of war. They are afraid of bombing and they don't want to die or the seed family they. Furthermore, people try to escape from the fear and kidnapping in what's done. They are also a face to constant attack and every fit civilization would to live underworld the famine and the constant death of war.
Watch the sweet reflection shining of my first home.
There also exist refugees who are rescued in country where there is no open war, but they aren't free because of their politics or religion beliefs. There are also lots of children who have lost their parents and they are hosted in some country. Another reason to become a refugee is being the victim of natural disaster. Sometimes humans begin lose their house and everything they have because of natural disaster like tsunamis, erosions, volcanoes, eruption and hurricanes amongst the situation.
One day I can reach that rainbow.
I am going to talk about roots of refugees in Europe. The refugees who escaped from the hell of the Syrian war used different routes to avoid the war. The routes they use are in Central Mediterranean, Eastern Mediterranean over water, Western Balkan, and Eastern Mediterranean over land. They stay in refugee camps, for example, in Turkey, and other ones stay in countries of the center of Europe, like Germany. There are almost 8 million refugees displaced at the gates of Europe. The Eastern Mediterranean is the most dangerous route and now is closed because there were a lot of dead refugees. Furthermore, some countries like Hungary are not allowing refugees to go by their territories, which is against human rights treaties.
I am going to talk about the situation of the countries that receive population from other countries, whether refugees or migrants. A refugee is a person who must leave their country because of a direct threat. It could be a war, persecution, or a natural disaster. However, a migrant is a person who chooses freely to leave their country in order to find a job or a better way of life. The countries that receive foreign population are, above all, developed. This country obtains great benefits from migration, but also problems. These are the benefits: increase of young population, of childbearing age. The work of the migrants is fundamental to maintain the development of the economy. It increases the population that pays taxes, which favors the maintenance of the welfare state, and society is enriched with other cultures. These are the problems. The arrival of hundreds of thousands of migrants in a few years can deteriorate the educational and healthcare service, among other services in the receiving country. Most host countries had not anticipated this massive arrival.
Focusing on Spain, the main consequence of the migration of the great crisis is the massive population growth, as evident by its demographic records in the recent years. In 2001, the foreign population was more than 1 million and 100,000 in ability.
Say how much I love them, and that's
in 2004, the foreign population resident in Spain was more than 1,600,000 people. In 2005, resident population in Spain was of more than 3,700,000 people, and they represented the 8% of the population.
Will peace everywhere, right from the start.
In 2008, the foreign population resident in Spain was more than 5 million people, which makes up the 11.3% of the registered population. In my opinion, all countries that agree to host a certain number of refugees should live up to what they promised.
Sweet reflection shining on my first home. I'd give anything to see my family again and say how much I love.
wanna run that game. Made it sound so sweet when it say my name. I said, boy, stop, run it back. You can talk that talk, but can you play that sax? Said the boss last night, buying out the bar. Said I can ride top down in his Jaguar. I'm like, boy, stop, run that back. You can drive all night, but can you play that sax?
Baby, baby, I've been waiting.
Hello, we are Uda, Godino, Joaquin, and Isusa. We are talking about Leganés. We will speak about the history of our town, the festival, leisure, and places to visit in Leganés. The shopping mall Parque Sur is a commercial and leisure center that is located in the town of Leganés. Parque Sur consists of a hotel, a cybernetic fountain, unique in Europe, a park, and 12 cinema rooms. This mall center is considered as the largest in Europe. Initially, it was conceived as a leisure park. It later expanded to accommodate commercial activities, mainly fashion and companies. It was opened in November 1989. The area where it was built was full of orchards, and probably there were lots of cucumbers there, which is a vegetable typical from Leganés. We love Parque Sur because there are a lot of things to do. For instance, the bowling center, restaurants, clothes shops, makeup shops, among many other things.
Cars or bass guitars, fellas in suits smoking on cigars, those little boys making all that noise, but you ain't gonna steal the show. No fancy cars or bass guitars, fellas in suits smoking on cigars, just play that.
I'm going to speak about the Festival of Leganés. It is a traditional festival in August. It includes the Gigantera Party, a parade of gigantic costumes, the mobile disco and Las Peñas, a group of young people who go dancing and drinking to La Plaza Mayor of Leganés, where their mobile disco is. Among the notable events, there are bullfights and the cast of human statues, which is celebrated in La Plaza Mayor. Finally, there are some fireworks, which are held in the ballroom that pass and end to the festival. At the end of the festival, there is a fair for children in La Cubierta, which is the ballroom of Leganés.
I am going to recommend two places you can visit in Leganés: Polvorenca Park and the Museum of Sculptures. Parque Polvorenca is a natural park that schools often visit because of its multiple activities and the Central Lake. In the Central Lake, people can give birth to the ducks. You can also visit our outdoor Museum of Sculptures. It consists of series of sculptures distributed among an upper space with free admission. These sculptures belong to Museo Reina Sofía of Contemporary Art, and they are all abstract contemporary sculptures.
I am going to speak about the history of Leganés. Leganés was founded in 1208 during the reign of Alfonso X, and its original name was Legamar. In 1345, it was incorporated to the area of Madrid. In 1627, it became an independent village when the King Philip IV created the Marquis of Leganés. In the middle of the 20th century, Leganés experienced a great migratory phenomenon, and many people from different areas of Spain and abroad come to life here. For a long while, Leganés was considered a dormitory town, because people does to work in Madrid and they only came to Leganés to sleep. In 1950, Leganés was transformed into a resident city, and nowadays it is municipality which has its own city council.
No fancy cars or bass guitars, fellas in suits smoking on cigars. Just play that song, I know. Take a deep breath and blow.
Get loose, get right, get a grip and rock me all night.
Hold tight, lean back, play what I want with that sax.
Get loose, get right, get a grip and rock me all night.
Hold tight, lean back, play what I want.
So the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast and then we talk slow. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't.
Thanks for listening to us. We hope you like this program. Greetings from Leganés. Bye!
Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Ooh, wow.